Back here on WBAL, and right now, let's head down the farm and let's head to the Delmarva Shorebirds. That's where Orioles' former first-round pick back in 2009, Matt Hobgood, is, and Matt joins us now. Matt, thank you for being on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brett.
Well, let's start with how you feel physically right now. The numbers look great, but how do you feel physically?
Physically, I'm good. My arm feels good. My body feels good. I'm really starting to see some of the results that the hard work that I put in, not only with the rehab last year, but this past off season with workouts and whatnot. In terms of how the year started, obviously statistically it's nice, but even more than that is how my arm feels, which is been something I've been battling for a couple of years, but it's nice to feel good for once.
You're 22 years old now. Is this as good as you felt since you were in high school when you were the fifth overall pick by the Orioles, or have you felt this good before in your professional career?
No, I haven't felt anywhere close to this since 2009, which is a good thing. Like I said, it took a few years, but I don't really have any pain anymore throwing, especially like I did before. I definitely feel like my arm's fixed, and the surgery did what it needed to. So I'm just going out when they call my name and looking forward to each start now.
If you could you take us through all the different procedures and different injuries you've had in a very short period and what you've kind of had to go through?
Well, I've seen four different doctors. I saw three that told me I had a rotator cuff tear, and I finally went out and saw Dr. Morgan at the beginning of during spring training 2012, and he said my rotator cuff was fine, and they went in and actually tightened up my shoulder capsule, and I did rehab all last year. Did a 2.5-month throwing program that ended in October, and just went about my business this past offseason with workouts and throwing, and showed up to spring training just like any other guy.
Matt Hobgood with us here on WBAL. It's amazing, Matt. You're only 22, but you've pitched so infrequently because of the injuries. I imagine you're pretty rusty, or theoretically you would be rusty out on the mound with your pitches in command.
Yeah. I think I've got 10 or 12 walks or something ridiculous. I mean, that's never been me, and that's something that I've been trying to work on, but to be honest, after, I think I only threw 35 innings or something like that in 2011, didn't throw it all in 2012. I'm very happy with where I'm at right now. Obviously not satisfied, but I'm happy with the start that I've gotten. And the performance is nice, but obviously my arm feeling good. And to say that I have a little rust would probably be pretty accurate, but I think I've worked through that pretty well.
Stuff-wise, where are you right now? Velocity, breaking ball, everything else?
On most occasions, I've been about 88 to 92. I've touched 93 in almost every outing coming out of the pen. So them starting me in the pen has given me an opportunity to build my arm strength a little bit quicker and not have the stress of having to go out and pitch four, five, six innings right off the bat. Like I said, not throwing at all last year. I'm gonna assume my innings might be a little bit limited to maybe a normal pitcher throwing 125 to 140 innings in a 142-game season. But, that's still good.
So right now, 9 games, a .9 ERA. That's over 20 innings and just 2 earned runs allowed. Are you going to the rotation at some point? What's the overall game plan with the organization and you?
Right now, all I've heard is just answer the bell when you're called out of the pen. They haven't told me anything about starting again. I'd obviously like to start again in the future. I think that's one of the bigger reasons why they drafted me, is to be a starting pitcher. So, I think I'll be back to that role at some point in time, but right now I'm just going to be out of the pen.
Do you expect to spend the whole year in Delmarva? I mean, your numbers, if let's say it's July 1 and you're somewhere around a 1 or a 2 ERA, that may warrant a call-up to the Carolina League, someplace you have yet to reach.
Yeah, that would be great. Obviously, I can't sit here and say that I'm not thinking about that, but in the same respect, I'm trying to take care of business here and just take it one outing at a time. To sit there and say that I don't want to make it to Frederick, somewhere I've never been, and it's already my fifth season in the organization. Obviously I'd like to get up there. I think there's a very good chance that I will be up there. So for me, I think it's just a matter of time.
The fifth overall pick in the 2009 draft, Matt Hobgood with us here on WBAL. Matt, if you could elaborate on the last few years, was there ever a time you thought about quitting or maybe just becoming a hitter? I know you were a prolific high school hitter in a great baseball state out in California. Did any of these things ever cross your mind over the last few years through all the surgeries and rehabs?
Never. No. They drafted me to be a pitcher, and that's what I believe in my mind that I'm going to be for the big league team one of these days. It's hard to go through rehab and do rehab for a misdiagnosed injury and then have to go and do more rehab and stuff. But, persevering through things, I believe, will help set you up for different situations in the future. And it's also helped me appreciate just the minor leagues and baseball in general, and what a blessing from God it is to be able to play, minor league baseball. So there's not a doubt in my mind that I'm going to pitch in the big leagues one of these days. I just don't know when that is, but I know it's going to happen.
Interesting stuff from Matt Hobgood, Orioles pitcher for the Delmarva Shorebirds. And finally, Matt, tell me about your team right now down there in the South Atlantic League. Give us a little rundown on some of your teammates.
We got a good squad. We got some young guys. We got some older guys. Matt Price from Carolina Gamecocks and Christian Walker's tearing it up. Me and him had lunch today, and I was talking to him about maybe him getting a promotion here soon. So got some college guys, got some high school guys. A real good mix of veteran players that have been around, guys who have been in this league before, and some other guys who are maybe in their first or second season and still kind of learning the ropes. So I think we've got a real good combination of people.
Matt Hobgood, what a compelling story he is, doing some really good things with the Delmarva Shorebirds in the South Atlantic League. Someone to certainly root for down on the farm. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck, and let's catch up again soon.
Definitely, Brett. Thanks again for having me on.
That's Matt Hobgood. We're